So for our sitting now, we'll take about the same amount of time as usual. And let me invite you to start by just checking your posture. Back straight, good connection with the ground, or however you find it works to be both alert and relaxed. And then, as I mentioned, I'll bring in fairly light guidance related to our theme from last time on doing and not doing in meditation and daily life. I mentioned last time that this can be explored in a number of different ways. And in this particular practice time right now, we'll look at how to bring that into our formal sitting, our settling, our concentration practice, and our mindfulness practice. One of the things mentioned last week was that for each of us, it can be helpful to ask in general in my practice, is there more tightness or more looseness? Remembering the image of a lute that is neither too tight nor too loose. And so a starting point could be the intention. What are my normal tendencies for this sitting? Do I need to emphasize a little more of the doing aspect? Come back to the breath, identify what's happening, see clearly, and so forth. Or do I need to bring out more aspects of non-doing, the receptivity, the ease, the relaxation? So take a moment and just ask very personally, what's my intention in terms of that parameter of tightness and looseness? Take a minute or so to reflect on that one. And then, as we practice, two brief suggestions for working with and exploring this theme of doing and not doing. One is in the settling, which we typically do at the beginning of a practice session, we come to greater stability of mind, less distraction. This typically involves a certain amount of doing. Connecting with the breath, if that's our focus, noticing when we're off the breath or off the primary focus area, identifying what's happening, coming back, and so forth. Those are all aspects of doing. And then when we're somewhat settled, we might particularly bring out the aspect of receptivity, being more and more with the breath. With ease, really letting go of some of that doing once it's established and somewhat stable, then we can be more receptive with the breath, or if other experiences come up of emotions or body sensations becoming predominant, we can identify them. That's a kind of doing. And then we can simply, as it were, sit back and be receptive in our experience with what is predominant. That's a kind of non-doing. So let me invite that sensitivity to that balance, bringing together doing where that's helpful and skillful, but then also bringing in the receptivity and the non-doing, seeing what's called for in the moment. Good. So I'll probably just come back maybe once more in the sitting. Be mostly silent from now on. So as we continue to sit quietly, continuing to check in from time to time about that balance, neither being too tight nor too loose. Notice if one is trying too hard in a way to connect with the object, connect with the primary focus, or to stay present. Also notice if there may be not enough effort, not enough doing, in a sense, to connect with the breath or another primary focus that you may have. To be aware of what's going on in the moment, look into that balance. See how that is right now. See what's called for. See whether more connecting with your primary object, your primary focus is called for, or especially if you're with this in a fairly stable way, whether more receptivity is called for. You might even experiment with when there's some degree of subtleness, being with, for example, body sensations in a very receptive way, just in a way sitting back and noticing the sensations as they come to you. You could also do that with sound. May not be too many sounds where you are, but maybe some, to just to be receptive for whatever is occurring at the level of sound. You might want to just stay with this to explore further the nature of receptivity, which I'm interpreting as a kind of non-doing.